Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. So tonight, obviously, a monumental moment in New York sports. We are playing for a Big Four championship. So with that, it was only right that the resident Knick fan on the show for now, Tommy Lugauer, takes over your Cinco duties ahead of this big game.
All right, we're only a couple hours away, like Sean just said, from the finals. Beningo's on his hands and knees right now praying that the Knicks lose tonight. But I'm going to give you the top five reasons why I want the Knicks to win the NBA Cup. What are you looking at over there?
I can't wait to see this list.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five,
our dear friend Ian Eagle gets a chance to call a championship basketball team. You're going to hear things like this. Hit it.
The bounce to Bridges! Josh Hart threading the needle at another heartbreak for New York.
What a call. What a man. What an announcer. Ian Eagle, one of the greats, gets an opportunity to see championship basketball. You can't beat it.
I said this to Ian a few weeks ago. I said, Ian, you son of a bitch, you're going to call more Knicks games than Nets games this year. Let's go Knicks. And it's kind of true. He will be on the call tonight on Amazon Prime.
Here we go.
Number four.
Hear me out on this one. The Knicks win the NBA Cup. They win the NBA championship in the same season. And James Dolan says, you know what? We're going to raise Evan's season ticket prices. So that way we hit in his wallet. So not only does he have to watch him win the cup final, he sees him win an NBA championship, and they raise those tickets, baby.
Not just the normal playoff amount, like a jacked-up version.
Like really jacked-up price. Yeah. I give James Dolan a lot of credit. He could have jacked up prices for years now, and he really hasn't. He has been, say what you want about him, he has been the most fan-friendly owner in this town when it comes to raising of ticket prices off of success or failures. A kudos to him.
Yeah, but it's time that Dolan starts taxing, Evan. Here we go.
Number three.
The majority of the people complaining about the Knicks winning and putting up a banner don't even have Amazon Prime, so they won't even be able to watch the game tonight.
It's a fair point. I think he's talking about Joe B when he says that.
Here we go.
Number two.
All right, I can make the argument that the Knicks winning the cup is more of an accomplishment than the Spurs winning the title in a strike-shortened season in 1998-99. I mean, you put a little asterisk on that Spurs championship. Here's the revenge spot tonight in a full season, no strike. It's a bigger deal.
That's funny.
I don't hate the take.
Here we go.
Number one.
Well, you're going to hate this take, Sean, and I want you to be listening to this one. For the first time since 1994, a Garden team will win a cup, and every year the Rangers get eliminated. I control Sean and others that the Knicks have won a cup more recently than the Rangers.
Tommy, as someone who, I'm in the middle of you two, because I obviously am an Islander and a Nets fan, so I don't like the Garden teams. I love that take. This is why, ultimately, when I sit down tonight and tune into Amazon Prime and I'm locked in on Knicks Spurs, ultimately, I'm selfishly going to root for the Knicks because the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And being able to use this against the Rangers is worth it. Because honestly, whether the Knicks win or lose, it does not matter, which we'll get into in a few minutes. But them winning will impact the Ranger fan in terms of having to deal with that.
You guys are wrong.
It's not wrong.
No, because
I just want Gio say it to Boomer tomorrow.
No,
very matter-of-factly, like, hey, Boom, how's it feel to have a
touch the cup? Touch the cup, Boomer.
Because You guys are getting this all wrong. Ranger what? Fans who aren't Knicks fans, we're laughing at the idea you guys think this is a cup. Like, it has no effect on the Rangers. We know what the real cup is. We've seen a real cup in a year where the Knicks failed to win a finals.
Sean, I know what getting made fun of is like.
Sometimes
when you get made fun of, it's like, that's so stupid. It doesn't affect you. But then there are things that are so stupid, and they do affect you.
That doesn't affect me.
And I know deep down, seeing how sensitive you are about this Lundqvist-Brodeur debate.
I'm not sensitive.
Tommy and others bringing up, well, we want a cup. And comparing it to the Rangers, you won't admit it, will bother you.
No, because we'll be mocking the idea that you are using that. The idea of, come on, you don't think that's a cup. Now, you didn't even make the big tie-in, Tommy. Why the Knicks will win tonight? Why they will win that cup
tonight?
Is there
a basketball reason? Is there going to be like heavy minute restrictions on Wembanyama? Well, I'm curious if they're going to have coming off the bench or not, which he did in the game against OKC.
No. You are using
that. Have you seen Keldon Johnson shooting percentage from the mid-range? It's freaking crazy. Spurs are loaded, bro.
You're a jerk. You're making the case that this will be the first time a cup is won in New York since when?
94.
Who are the two teams playing in Madison Square Garden tonight as this cup is being played?
Rangers being one.
Oh, they're playing the Canucks.
Are they really?
Yeah, true. So the last time a cup was won for this town happened at Madison Square Garden between the Rangers and Canucks.
You know what this means? It means the Knicks are going to win.
Yes, I've bet the Knicks as a result. The Knicks are playing for a cup the same night the Rangers meet the Canucks at the Garden.
Here is the thing, jokes aside, that I find interesting about tonight.
Okay.
This game, I want to make this clear because I don't think everyone has all the information. Even I didn't have the information in terms of the batter requirements. But I have this information. This game does not count tonight. It does not count in the regular season.
So perfect.
Every other game that's been played over the course of the NBA Cup counts as a regular season game. So when the tournament first started 3 years ago, that was the one thing I commended Adam Silver about. I said, hey, it works for everybody. If you're into the cup, cool. If you're not into the cup, no big deal. It's still a regular season game. So I'm watching my team play. Even the game on Saturday in Las Vegas, it counted as a regular season game. Tiebreaker against the Orlando Magic. It's a big deal. You get to a point tonight where it does not count. Like, the only thing on the line is the pride of winning the NBA Cup. And that, to me, is the biggest flaw. It's just flawed. Like, it's an exhibition game. And here's the real problem that I think both the San Antonio Spurs and the New York Knicks face. This is a real issue for Mitch Johnson and Mike Brown. Mitch Johnson's the Spurs head coach.
I got you.
Okay. Victor Wembanyama has been on a minutes restriction.
Right.
Victor Wembanyama has missed time this season.
He's an alien.
Mitchell Robinson has been on minute restrictions. Mitchell Robinson has missed time this season. How can you, in good conscience, as dueling 18-7 teams that have been playing the long game with two very important players, how can you play them tonight? Like, I don't mean to be a jerk, but if you're sitting Mitch on games that count, how could you play him in a game that, again, does not count? So, I don't know. I haven't heard what Mitch Johnson's going to do tonight as far as does Wembanyama start? Remember, he came off the bench in the semis. Right. Does he play? I assume he's going to play. I think Adam Silver's making a phone call. But this is an inherent issue with this.
Yeah.
Coaches are playing the long game, and now you're telling them in a game that doesn't count. Boy, I hope they all play.
I have an easy answer to this, though. We focus so hard on the stars of these teams and how much money they make. Man, the back five guys on these rosters are teammates of those guys. That money actually does mean something to them. Those guys are playing for those teammates.
But you're still seeing the big issue here. So you're saying that Victor Wembanyama is going to put himself at a risk.
He shouldn't.
Because he wants to get Bismarck Biyombo a few extra dollars?
Listen to me. I'm not.
Same thing with Mitchell Robinson and Tyler Kolek.
I'm not saying that's right, but for those guys looking at their teammates in the locker that get that extra money, that don't make the big bucks in the NBA, that does mean something.
I'm not talking about like the players, actually. I'm talking about the coaches.
Because
the coaches are the ones that make these decisions. They're the ones who say, hey, Victor. What is the deal?
The deal is pressure from the NBA. You think they want to play these guys?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I know, but this is the problem, which is why, look, we all have ideas on how to make this thing better. I think some people just hate it and say, screw it, shouldn't happen. But I'm always a believer, all right, you're going to do this, let's make it better. This game's got to count. I'm sorry. And I think Josh Hart actually had the best idea a couple weeks ago. He said, you move up in the standings. So in this case, let's say the Knicks and the Pistons finish tied for first. Well, this game counts, so the Knicks are a half game ahead.
I don't mind that.
And maybe you make it one of those things where if you lose, it doesn't count. So you don't actually get a demerit for it, but you get a victory for winning. Or you move up a seed. And I'll tell you, if that was the rule where you move up a seed if you win the NBA Cup, how much of the Thunder regretting what happened on Saturday? Or they could go win 75 games if the Spurs are the two seed, OKC gets bumped to two. Those are things that make it matter.
I love that because you're not even thinking, like you want to talk about the Thunder moving down. What if you were the team that became the seven seed and you had to play in the play-in tournament? You move up a seed, you avoid the play-in.
I understand. I agree with you. I just think that's what this thing is missing.
It needs something to add to the juice. Now,
it's not even add to the juice. It's
no.
You can't have a game that doesn't count. It's not fair to the coaches. Honestly, Mike Brown is in a screwy spot right now. How does he, in good conscience, when he's been so careful with Mitchell all year, play the guy 25 minutes? That is so hypocritical.
And the coaches shouldn't pay the price for this, but man, one of these years it's going to happen in this game. There's going to be a major injury eventually.
Don't say that about today.
No, listen, and I'm not wishing this on anybody, but we know how this works, and we lived through the Edwin Diaz World Baseball Classic. Whenever there is something that doesn't actually matter to the end result of franchises that you throw in the mix and players take part in, injury is always a big question. That will happen one year, and then it's going to be the coach that has to answer for it when this is all an NBA reason. So, I hope that doesn't happen tonight, but that is going to happen one year, and that's what's going to have to change this thing. Either they get rid of it, or it actually has to count for something.
Let's get to some of your phone calls. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. We've talked about a lot today, a lot of football, a lot of baseball earlier in the show. Sean made an ass out of himself, and Henrik Lundqvist is better than Martin Brodeur.
Hold on. I want to apologize about something first and foremost from earlier in the show.
I'm trying to take some calls now, but okay.
Real quickly, I didn't know a Bengal was a tiger. I thought it was two different animals.
Oh, yeah, made an ass out of himself with that, too.
And I didn't realize that. That being said, that caller was an ass because Joe Burrow has not gotten a tiger or a Bengal tattoo.
Okay.
So he got wrong info and made me look bad.
Okay. Yeah, that was the part you looked bad on. Not claiming Henrik Lundqvist is better than one of the great goaltenders of all time, sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.